Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that these teachings just really help her to stay in your perfect will so she may obey you more perfectly. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment and how dangerous things can get and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit, okay? And talking about the parable of the sower, as you're growing in the Spirit, learning how to walk in the Spirit more perfectly, the types of difficulties that you're likely to encounter, okay? Talking about the forward person. So things are going well, okay? You're doing well. You're in that quiet, secret place with the Lord where you're hearing Him. He's guiding you daily, and things are going good. And then all of a sudden, you encounter this forward person, okay, which is just very pushy and aggressive, okay. They can even be a Christian, okay. But they're just walking in the flesh, okay. Because when you're in that quiet place with the Lord and hearing Him more perfectly, and you just will find that you're more aware of these things, okay? Someone might not even notice this person's type of behavior as being aggressive or pushy or what the Bible calls forward. But you're going to be, when you're in that quiet place of the Lord, you're more aware of things like that. You can definitely see the difference, okay? And now you've got cloudiness. Seems like you're trying to serve two masters. So ways of escape of that. We talked already about sometimes you just have to be bold and be honest, okay? And then sometimes, you're going to have to just be hidden in Christ. Holy Spirit will lead you. Each situation's different, okay? But you'll find that, sometimes you just have to repent. You weren't really supposed to connect with that person. You're talking too much and you're not being led of the Spirit. He's supposed to be guiding you. You want to speak when He says speak, and if He doesn't say speak, then just be quiet, you know what I mean? Because sometimes that can happen where you're just too out in the world, and then all of a sudden you get connected to someone that you're not supposed to be connected with. Okay. And then another thing that the Holy Spirit may lead you to do is just baptize the relationship. And what that means is laying it down, letting it die. Okay. And then He'll bring it back to life. Okay. Because sometimes these connections with the person, they can be in the world and in the flesh, and they weren't really led of the Spirit, but they are something that is still important. Okay. Or that you need to deal with or interact with, that person was for some reason. And so, what you might see the Holy Spirit do is just have you kind of walk away for a while to where the relationship seems dormant, okay? And it's really just kind of in the flesh, just dying, okay? And then He'll bring you back, and it'll be more of a, and when He brings you back, then at that point, the relationship will be connected in the Spirit, okay? So, and when that happens, it's just real nice because a lot of that fleshy stuff just kind of dies. It's just like the cross. It goes under the water and out of the water, okay? So you have this relationship and this connection with the person, and it's kind of fleshy. It goes under the water where you just don't talk to the person for a season, okay? The Holy Spirit will tell you how long, and then all of a sudden you start talking to them again, okay? And the Lord will lead you to do so, and then now the relationship has been baptized, and you'll see that it's just more of the Spirit because He's brought it back. The Holy Ghost has brought the relationship back to life for you, and when He does, then it just runs differently and it's cleansed, and you won't have as many so much problems. Okay, I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, abounding in the Spirit, glorifying and loving you. I ask all these prayers you place in Jesus' name. Amen.